Audio point 12. The garden. Today the garden appears much as it would have done in the 19th century. After Henrietta's father's death, the gardens became neglected and overgrown. A contemporary account asserts that the terraces could not be walked along as the balustrades had fallen down. Curiously, after having neglected the gardens for a number of years, Henrietta's brother George stipulated in his will that his heir was to maintain the gardens in the most complete and perfect state of repair. This was done, but ornaments including the Baroque fountains were removed. A series of drawings recording the garden in 1822 show that by then the garden was planted in a very similar way to today. There's little trace of Henrietta here. In her time, the women of Powys were not involved in the grand design and management of the garden, although there are records of Henrietta's mother giving planting instructions to the head gardener in 1771. Rather, they were more likely to have been part of the landscape themselves, taking walks and playing garden games in fine weather. The flower garden was considered a typically female space. Powys, however, doesn't appear to have a distinct flower garden until the early 19th century, but there was a parterre garden at the foot of the east terrace before that. Botany, though, was considered a fashionable and acceptable pastime for women, and encompassed everything from the scientific classification of plants to flower painting. Priscilla Wakefield, in her Introduction to Botany, printed in 1796, wrote that the study of botany could transform women into rational creatures and provide a cure for the aristocratic illness of idleness. As you might by now expect, Henrietta was indeed a knowledgeable amateur botanist. She discovered a new species of succulent plant whilst in India, and she would no doubt have taken a keen interest in the plant species present in the gardens here at Powys. We hope that you have enjoyed the Henrietta tour and that you have experienced the beauty of Powys Castle through her eyes, highlighted as it is by her personality and influence. Henrietta, a remarkable individual, and a woman of her time. Take the time now to explore the garden and perhaps enjoy some refreshments in the cafe. If you'd like to learn more about the castle, you can purchase a guidebook in the shop. We look forward to welcoming you back to Powys in the future.